Hello, sir. All done with work for the day? Good, good. I made sure no one booked any meetings after 4 and gave you plenty of time to wrap things up. May I sit in your lap, sir? I'd like to cover you with kisses if you'll let me. It is Valentine's Day after all. Straddle you? Yes, sir. Let me just hike up my skirt and settle in. Yes. Get those big hands on my ass, and I'll kiss your nose and your cheeks, your forehead, and these wonderful lips. You recognize this outfit? It's only been a few months, but I couldn't forget that night either. Everything changed for me after that holiday party. I had to get most of the buttons on this blouse resewn and the zipper fixed on this skirt. I can still feel the frosty night air on my chest and your rough fingers digging into my ass. What a rush! I've been sneaking around for months. Fucking in the office. In your car. Hell, we even fucked in my bed while my husband is still here in the office working. You've given me everything I was missing and showed me what an impotent fool I've settled for. I was certain that we were going to be fine together, but you kept tempting me until I finally gave in. You really are terrible, tempting a loyal wife with such promises that you could keep so well. We've been married for 5 years, together for 10. He was my high school sweetheart. I thought he gave me everything I needed, but God, I was wrong. You're so hot and hard for me. I can feel it through your pants and my soaked panties. Please, more. Grind me onto that fat fucking bulge that's gonna ruin me soon. I need to tell you something. My husband knows about us. Let me explain. At first, I was worried about all the handprints and bite marks and hickeys and bruises you were leaving on me. I always took extra time to cover up what I could with makeup before seeing him again and covered everything else with a robe until the bruises went away. But one night, I completely spaced it, and he wanted to fuck, so I obliged him. He saw the aftermath of what you did to me, and I was so sure he'd lose his mind. But to my surprise, he wasn't outraged. He was actually turned on by it. I hadn't seen him with so much energy in years. Somehow you fucking my brains out and marking me improved my sex life at home. Oh, he was very interested in all the dirty details. Who it was, where we were, what we did. How you compared to him in size. He was unbelievably turned on by how much bigger you were. Big cock. Oh, he loved to hear about how much you stretched and ruined my holes for any other cock. He wanted to know how much you came and where you came. I didn't need to hide anything anymore. That made what we were doing so much hotter. I could get thoroughly ravaged by you just after work and just waltz into my house and tell him how well I'd been fucked. Somehow, it was a dream scenario for both of us. Sir, may I suck your cock now? I really need it in my mouth. Thank you, sir. Let me get off your lap and look at that wet spot I left in your pants. I'm such a wet mess for you, sir. I'll take these pants off and so I can see you in all of your glory. I love how you smell after a long day of work. Such a manly musk. My husband. Yes, I got sidetracked. Suddenly, he wanted me to start humiliating him during sex. He was obsessed with me talking shit about how bad he was. And he wanted me to mock him when he would come. I'd never heard of such a thing in my life, but he was enjoying it so much I didn't want to deny him. That was until he asked me to start denying him. I was completely blown away. I thought that I was the one being corrupted and ruined by my affair, but somehow he seemed worse. He wanted me to stop fucking him and just tell him about how well you were fucking me so he could stroke to it. I simultaneously eliminated his mediocre sex from my responsibilities and upped our time together at the same time. I'm sure that you notice that I've been seeing you much more frequently these past few weeks. It was his idea. He would ask me to go to you almost every night after work. I wasn't about to say no to that. I remember when I left your office with cum on my face last week? He needed to see it. Told me not to clean up till after we were done. My crazy husband pushed my exhibition streak by asking me to drive home with cum drying on my cheeks. I never white-knuckled my commute home like that before. My heart was pounding like crazy. And when I got there, he begged me to go into every raunchy detail about how you had fucked my pretty mouth until I was choking in a gagging mess. So, for Valentine's Day, I planned something special for everyone. My crazy husband wants to watch you fuck me senseless. Now he's asked that we both humiliate him as much as we possibly can. It's his favorite way to get off now. You'd love to utterly emasculate my impotent husband by railing me into oblivion while he watches, wouldn't you? Thank you, sir. I'm pretty sure you just made his year. And I hope to make yours as well. Honey, you can come in now. He's been out there listening this whole time. Go ahead, honey. Take a good look at this fat cock. That's what he's been breaking my brain and body with for the last few months. You just sit there in the corner and stroke yourself quietly while I get fucked by a real man. Keep that cock in your pants. No one wants to see that pitiful excuse of a cock. And don't you dare make a mess in your boss's office. Now that he's taken care of, how do you want me, sir? Doggy? Yes, sir. Oh, on the desk? Facing him? Great idea. I'll get to look right into his eyes as you blow my back out. You really like seeing me like this, honey? Look at you stroking so fast already. He hasn't even started fucking me yet. Oh, God. Oh, I'm finally taking your cock in front of my husband. Oh, it's fucking hard and so fucking big. Oh, yes. He sees nothing but a worthless cock, sir. Oh, you fucked every bit of respect for him out of me. Oh, I may be a shameless, cheating slut, but you made him into something so much worse. All he thinks about now is you and how much better you are at filling all my holes and leaving me a sweaty, cum-drunk mess. Oh, we're married, but we should get divorced. I'm never gonna fuck him again, now that you've molded my pussy to your cock. Oh, you've completely ruined any chance he has of getting me off. Oh, yes. Oh, pound me into this fucking desk. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, yeah. Oh, sir. Oh, God. Yes. 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 Fuck me through it. Fuck me through it. Oh, yes. Yes. Ah, oh, look at him. Came in his pants while I came. You're so fucking pathetic. Watch him get fucking plowed from the sidelines. My fucking wife, and you asked me to do this. You are a broken, meaningless man who robbed me of 10 years of my life, which is why you're never going to touch me again. Stop stroking for a second and grab my purse. Please don't stop fucking me, sir. Oh, harder. Harder. Oh, yes, I've got divorce papers in there. Get them out and get ready to sign them, you spineless dog. You lost your fucking mind to this cucking fetish of yours. Oh, and this is where it ends. Oh, you're not just gonna lose me. Oh, you're gonna give me away to a better man. But only after he knocks me up will you fucking watch. Yeah, you heard me right, sir. I need you to knock me up. I stopped taking my birth control so you could fucking breed me. Oh, fuck yeah. Just thinking about it turns me on so much. We've done so much together already, but now that my husband is an impotent fucking coward, I really can't stand him. I need to be rid of him. I need to be your little breeding bitch so we can bring more real men into the world. Oh, yeah, pump me full of cum right in front of him. Oh, don't you want to watch my tits swell and my belly grow with your child? Oh, plus I've always wanted to be a housewife raising kids, but he couldn't give them to me. Please, sir, do what my sterile husband couldn't and make me a mommy. Oh, I love being your slutty secretary, but I need to be your perfect little breeder for your babies. Yes, do it. Do it. Come inside me. Fill me up. Please. Please. Oh, God. Yes. That's it. Just like that. Oh, sir. Knock me up. Yes. There's so much. And it's so warm, so deep. The best part about trying to get pregnant is we'll just have to try again and again and again just to be sure. What are you laughing at? You think I was joking earlier? Sign those fucking divorce papers. He's really fucking doing it. Look at him. The spineless fuck is really signing the divorce papers. All right, I'm done with you, you complete failure of a man. Leave the divorce papers and go pack your bags. We're going to keep fucking well into the night, and he's going to pump load after load of cum into me until we're sure that I'm pregnant. I expect you to be out of the house by the time I get home tonight. Go get cucked by someone else, you little fucker. Now, let me clean you up and get you fully hard again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.